This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour. At least you know I was telling you the truth anyway, Victoria.
I always believe you.
All right, the truth is actual, and everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a. Welcome to another wonderful day. We'll make this a good day for you. It's the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. The fear-based thinking that occupies the minds of most people. I would love, as a public service, to figure out a way in this lifetime to help people get rid of fear-based thinking. There are lots of different ways of looking at this. The theory of lost aversion in business, that is, you have to lose in order to gain. And I guess I can understand that thinking. Let's see how we can apply it, ladies, to what's going on, to a couple of different circumstances. When it comes to loss, when you go to war, for example, it's considered, and you go back, any war, any altercation, the way to win is to lose. You have to lose planes, and you have to lose people, you have to lose ground, and then you make up for it, you crawl sort of back. Same thing could be said in business, I suppose. And I wanted to separate the three items. Let's say war, business, and then relationships. What's the old expression, all's fair in love and war? Because many people think it's the same thing. Remember that movie, The War of the Roses? How many people remember that with Michael Douglas?
That was awful.
It was terrible. It was an awful movie. Yeah, really it was. But there are some who thought it was accurate. There are some people who think that, taking what was the was it Monday when the guy went to Brownsville? I want to say Brownsville,
San Bernardino. Bakersfield,
San Bernardino, and killed his wife. This guy was on a mission. He was angry because his wife didn't love him anymore, for whatever the reason. Why he wasn't on her hit parade anymore.
Well, I think maybe she found out about his abusive past. I mean, he apparently had quite the rap sheet.
Yes. Yeah. Well, whatever it is, I'm just trying to make a point about what happens when you win. Some people think you have to lose in order to win. And I'm not sure that that is the way it is, but I was trying to think about some place or somewhere, whether it's, again, the love business, or whether it's a business, or whether it's in war, is there any time that you can think of when something was gained and something wasn't lost in the bargain? And that's where the fear comes from, because people see that. For example, in health, you may get sick, and then you have all kinds of things that are being done for you, with you, and buy you to get well again, but you've lost something in the mix. Does my theory make any sense?
Yeah, overcoming. I mean, if you're suffering through an illness and you lose something, whether it's your health or your ability to do something, a lot of times, I mean, I've only witnessed this, thankfully, but I mean, a lot of times there's a perspective that's gained. So there is some sort of an, you know, or a new lease on life is gained. You know, people have heart attacks and then get on a health kick and, you know, things like that. So
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yep. Can you win without losing? Can you overcome fear without having something bad happen to you and then overcome it? And that's what I'm thinking about as I specifically look at two things today. One of them is imagining a world without Kim Jong-un. Can you imagine a world without even communist North Korea? And
I bet the people living in North Korea could.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people around there could. The Chinese have deployed 150,000 troops to the Korean border in the last 2 days after President Trump talked to the leader of China over the weekend down in Florida. And then there's the rumor floating around that Trump has ordered the Navy to get a SEAL team together to go bump them off. Remember what he said, was it yesterday or the day before? If the Chinese won't help us, then we'll do it ourselves. And so one wonders if that's the case, and you can bump off, and I think that is the way to do it. I think that should have been what we did with Saddam Hussein's, what we did with bin Laden, and why don't you do it with Assad?
I mean, if we could find bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, you know, in a dirt hole, you would think it's pretty easy to get to Kim Jong-un.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree with Kim Jong-un because I think once you actually...
You agree with
separate,
him?
You agree with well, no, I agree that we could probably go in and bump him off easily. Problem with going in and taking Assad out is what comes after Assad. You've got seven different factions in there, Hezbollah and Hamas and Iran and ISIS. I mean, everything going on in the country of Syria.
Problem?
And so then I've seen that movie before when we took out Saddam Hussein.
Syria seems a lot more... That seems a lot more complicated than North Korea. North Korea really does seem to just be one person in charge, and Syria is very complex.
Yeah. So then it works in your mind. The collective thought here, the wisdom is that it's a good idea to get rid of Kim Jong-un that way, but not Assad. So how do you, there's continuing friction. How do the world leaders, how does the world community fix the problem in Syria? Everybody's taking shots at us for bombing the base where all the chemicals were used against those children. So, okay, I turn it around. And I do that oftentimes with people who criticize me or say, you shouldn't be doing that. Okay, what's your solution to the problem? How are you going to fix it? I've encountered that with my farm in Massachusetts. Everybody wants me to save the land, but they don't like the plan that I put forth. I said, okay, what's your plan? How are you going to... And everybody's quiet. Nothing. Zero. So is that the same thing? Everybody wants us to do something about Assad, us being the world community, but then when you come up with an idea, that's not a workable idea. Because we've let the situation get out of control, out of hand. And that's past thinking. Doesn't fix the problem today, but you may... You're right. I like the way the two of you just jump right in there. Nope, can't do it with the savage. Sure can do it with Kim Jong-un.
It's crazy when you think North Korea is the more stable, but as far as, like, governing forces, North Korea is more stable.
Mm-hmm.
But I think once people got a little dose of freedom, then all of a sudden it actually might be a whole different environment for them over there. Right now they're just sort of lockstep with the guy that they think they're supposed to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think that if you look at, you also have to look at who's backing these countries too. So I think we would rather, I would personally rather tangle with China. I mean, every piece of crap, anything in America is made in China. China's not going to mess with that. China makes so much money off of all the stuff that Americans buy. So I would rather tangle with the risk of China being upset with us going after their ally than going after Russia's ally. I mean, that's personally what I think.
Okay.
What you guys
so
think,
let's fast forward it or move to another chessboard, and that's the United Airlines chessboard. The situation, what they've lost, what they can do to win. The situation became so ridiculous yesterday. I had lunch with my son, and we were talking about this thing with his doctor, David Dow. Turns out there are two David Dows. Two. One of them is the guy who has the questionable reputation. The other one is the guy who got pulled off the plane. There's no...
They're not the same person?
Not
really?
The same person, no. They're
so United was just starting to spin
United,
this and... Well.
Absolutely. Tried to... There's another...
got the wrong guy.
Another plus for Munoz and what a moron he is in terms of management. So they're reimbursing... United says they'll reimburse all the passengers for the amount of their ticket. Really. You don't think these people are, they have to be idiotic or they just are that bad when it comes to management. You don't think there's a lawyer who's corralled the the list of passengers on that plane to come up with a full-blown class action lawsuit against United? Give them their ticket money back? What are you kidding? I'm going to bet you right now
here's your $50 back to fly from Chicago to St. Louis.
By the time this is over, United will pay each and every person that was on that plane $150,000.
Minimum.
Easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single one of them. And they'll pay this guy, Dow, $150 million by the time this
if
is
they
over.
Pay him a dime, he's set.
Yeah. But it just, Munoz says it'll never happen again.
Even if it were him, even if this was a guy who, you know, was a three-headed monster sitting on the plane, the optics of what happened to him, especially, I don't know if you guys saw that new bit of video that came out that showed him before, before the initial video, there was another video.
Yes.
He was perfectly calm. I mean, yeah, he was argumentative. He said, I'm not leaving the plane. But he did it in a calm way. It's not like he was throwing punches.
He wasn't upset. He wasn't cuss words. Yeah. Right. So the social media stuff with the new the slogans. Was it the Monday night or Tuesday morning, Victoria? I sent the scene from one of the airplane movies with Leslie Nielsen, where he's beating up on one of the passengers. And then there's another one that we posted. I posted last night that is. I think the character, I'm trying to remember,
heading to the gate, that one?
Right, beating up everybody. But I'm trying to remember who the actor is. It wasn't Leslie Nielsen. It was the fellow who was the Untouchable. He starred in The Untouchables, and his name doesn't come to my head at the moment. But anyway, all of this stuff, you can see lots of it in all kinds of things that have been posted by flyers that are aimed. The president of United went on to Good Morning America yesterday, and after that the share prices went back up a little bit, but not a lot. It just there's the number one trending item on pretty much every website is hashtag boycott United. Mm-hmm. What do you think that's going to do for the value of that company?
Yep.
You know, you name the website, that's the number one trending thing. So on the other side of the coin, Delta had a problem this weekend with a family. They paid $11,000 for the seats this family had to get them off. The family basically negotiated at the gate. They needed the trip was from New York down to Florida, and there have been a number of cancellations, bad weather, that kind of stuff. So under the circumstances, husband and wife and two children, they haggled back and forth. And by the time they were done, they got $11,000 out of it for skipping the trip to Florida. And you don't think that's taken flight, pardon the pun, on the social media stage? And Delta looks like a hero out of this, and United looks like the dummies that they are.
And it happened the same weekend, and the article was actually published in Forbes on Sunday when all this went down with United.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess.
Yeah, but in terms of what preferences you had, notice the smart people, like American, hasn't said a word. Not a word. And that's the best way to handle this. You don't go within 100 miles of this thing. Let United sink or float on its own. 20 minutes after the hour, the DJV way to start today.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How could we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years. Unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Let's get into some music news now. 23 and change after the hour, Thursday the 13th of April. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Fleetwood Mac, or at least Lindsey Buckingham and Christy McVie, releasing their first album as a duo. Lindsey Buckingham, Christy McVie. Wow, that's clever, huh? Comes out June the 9th. The first single is called In My World, available, I think, tomorrow? Yeah, the 14th. On digital and streaming devices. So is that what we're playing in the background here, Kara? What is this?
Well, this is their song Tusk, which they came out with, I don't know what year it was. It's from an album, Tusk. But yeah, we'll have that song when it comes out tomorrow. I imagine we'll have either tomorrow or next week.
Okay. So they're also together, Buckingham and McVie, on a North American tour this summer, starting in Atlanta in June and going for a month or so, ending up in Denver. Tickets on sale next week for that. So these two are friends. Didn't they have sort of a strange relationship because they swapped men? Didn't they do...
I think these two, Christine McVie and Lindsey Buckingham, from at least the folklore of Fleetwood Mac, these two never had any interaction.
Oh, really?
Sexually. Everyone else did. But I don't think these two ever did. She was hooking up with, like, the lighting guy, and then wrote You Make Love and Fun, which her husband, who was still her husband, John McVie, had to record with her in the studio. So that must have been really fun.
There you go. So, the working relationship has been rekindled. The tour was back in 2014 when I guess everybody got back together again. And so then they went to the Village Studios here in L.A., where Fleetwood Mac has made a number of their albums, including Tusk. So, they have used Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, to serve as the rhythm section for much of the album. Because, again, they're all...
So, it's basically
friends.
A Fleetwood Mac
it
album.
It sounds like a Fleetwood
minus
Mac
Stevie.
Deal. Right, exactly. So anyway, they're going to participate in that Bi-Coastal Festival in July, the Classic East and Classic West at Citi Field in New York and Dodger Stadium in L.A. Is it the same day? Or are they
I think
just
it's
going
two
back
different weekends.
They're jumping on a plane and going...
No, I think it's two consecutive weekends, like the way they did it, the Old Cella. Remember last year? Old Cella? Yeah, it was like that.
So the Eagles, the Doobie Brothers, Steely Dan, Journey, and Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Fleetwood Mac are going to be Classic East and Classic West. That's how I think it's put together, right?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken. All right, who wants to go see that? Raise your hand.
Good lineup. I'd go.
Yeah. Bet the tickets.
I've never seen any of those other acts, so I wouldn't mind checking them out.
I wanted to go see McVie's going to be in Boston on... No, I guess it was last week. I lost it. That would have been a good take. Was I in... yeah, it was Boston last week. Could have gone to see it. All right, moving along musically with information about Kenny Chesney now. Yesterday, he announced his summer concerts, four new ones. He's got festival appearances at two stadium shows. Let's see, at Gillette Stadium where the Patriots play in Foxborough.
Let's go.
Yeah, that'll be... I can't imagine. So, although it's kind of like going to Fenway Park or any ballpark. Yeah. Go out and you have a couple of beers, a couple of hot dogs, and you hope you can hear the music.
Yeah.
He's going to play Tuscaloosa, Alabama on August 4th, and the Wharf Amphitheater in Orange Beach, Alabama on the 5th. And then he does a couple of shows in Uncasville, Connecticut, which is where the...
is that Mohegan Sun?
Yeah.
Is it Uncasville? Yeah. That's probably where it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it, though. He doesn't seem to be doing much of anything else, is he, this summer?
That's it. He tours every single summer.
Must take the summer off, more or less.
Yeah. He's got such a... I mean, he's just such a high-energy show. I can imagine
150
you get
shows,
tired.
Jennifer, in an 18-month period. Big stadium shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Says he's putting... The chocolate cake is great, but we're putting it away for a while. Sit back and relax. So good. He'll be at the festival in Indio, though, on the 30th of April. 28 after the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Blind Spot. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Blind Spot Bias is the term psychologists use to describe the inability we all have to see our own biases and limitations in thought and logic. We often think others are silly or illogical, especially if they disagree with us. But we also often fail to see how we are also equally as silly and illogical at times. And that makes sense because if others believe differently than we do, well, then there's probably something wrong with their way of thinking. Or maybe, just maybe, we should all be a little more humble and step back to notice how little any of us actually knows. Just as we can see others' mistakes more clearly than they can, others can see our mistakes more clearly than we can see our own. And just as much as I and others are limited in our logic, well, you are too. And don't worry if you don't see that, because it's probably in your blind spot. For more self-awareness, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear, Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our printing.
Yep, I got it.
Now at Staples, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
And 43017 exclusions apply. See staples.com/spring for details.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour, digging into other issues of the day. How can you help yourself to a good day? The DJV way. D is for Doug. J is for Jennifer. V is for Victoria. Say it again, Doug. V is for Victoria. So speaking, I like Victoria because it makes me think of victory. Victory, victory is our cry. That, you remember that? Did you ever do that in high school cheerleading? The football game.
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
Victory, victory is our cry.
You never did it again. No.
Okay. No. So here's a victory for business in the United States, but one particular business. And I know some people's ears glaze over when we talk about some of this stuff. But Jennifer, see if I can't find something in here that you're going to be interested in.
Okay.
Do you remember the XM Bank, Export Import Bank? Are you familiar with that concept and what it does or did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Barack Obama started about 4 years ago to pull back from the Export-Import Bank, and I don't understand why. I don't remember the logic at the time. Not that there had to be any logic attached to it, but the Export-Import Bank helps American businesses sell their products overseas. The American government becomes the bank. That's what the Export-Import Bank is. And it has helped Boeing more than any other company to a fairly well. And so now Donald Trump says he wants to revive the XM Bank. And as soon as he said that yesterday, almost within minutes, because Boeing must have been given a heads up, they came out and praised him for helping them with their overseas customers. So the biggest gain yesterday by billions of dollars, both Boeing and General Electric, that makes the engines for most of the Boeing jetliners that are sold. When they do the Ex-Im Bank requires you to, if you're buying a product from America, it has to be all made in America. And I don't know how they do it, because a lot of the components come from, you know, where. If you look at these airplanes, the components come from all over the place. Cars, same thing. But if they're manufactured by American companies, so in the case of airliners, there are three manufacturers of engines. One of them is General Electric, one of them is Pratt & Whitney, and the other one is Rolls-Royce. So if you're going to buy a plane through Ex-Im Bank, you can't have a Rolls-Royce engine in it. You can have a General Electric engine and a Pratt & Whitney. Well, General Electric sort of stands shoulder to shoulder with Boeing. They engineer things together. They work together. Pratt & Whitney mostly does things for the military, although they do have an engine that you can use on a commercial airliner. So yesterday, Trump told the Wall Street Journal that he's going to he's going to reconstitute the five-member board that puts together the deals. There were a lot of people who criticized, and I think that's why Obama kind of pulled them out of the way. They were feather bedding a lot of the corporations. There was some oochie-coochie-coo stuff going on between some of the ag companies like Monsanto. Oh, what a surprise. You know, the stuff being sold overseas. You have to use... the Ex-Im Bank is also used as an example. Let me go back to the Aswan Dam in Egypt, or the Suez Canal, or those things that were built by the Perini Corporation back in the day when our construction companies didn't compete or didn't have to compete with any European companies or China, but now the whole situation is different. But if you want us to help you do your construction project and you hire an American company to do it, excuse me, whoever it may be, you can borrow the money from the Ex-Im Bank as long as American workers build it and it's an American company. So you can see how this, Boeing says this could amount to 90,000 jobs for them. Because the planes that we know what their market is in America, and we know the government helped them in Iran, and now there are other deals with, wasn't it China last week? Boeing announced selling billions of dollars of planes worth to them. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing the Ex-Im, that's part of the thing. When these presidents get together, these various countries, they don't just talk about politics. They talk about business. And I'm willing to bet you that when Trump was talking to the Chinese president over the weekend, one of the things that came up was the buying of these planes, and Trump wanting to make sure that the deal was secure, and I'm going to bet you the Ex-Im Bank is back in style to help the Chinese pay for those planes. So this is huge business, huge dollars for America, and I think it's good. I don't know how you can shoot holes in this, frankly, other than if you get too cozy and, you know, there are deals that are made that are not necessarily in the best interests of everybody. But in this case, so many jobs, so much product. And I've told you before, Boeing is the number one exporter in terms of dollars of anything that we have in this country. More money comes into this country for American business, i.e. Boeing, than any other company. And that's how powerful they are. And there's only really two or three manufacturers of airplanes, although the Chinese say they're going to go into the business of making planes. And in fact, I think part of the deal with Boeing was that they would build a plant in China to build some of the planes, some of the smaller planes. So, but it's fascinating to see how American business. Are you fascinated, or did you all go to sleep?
Huh? Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. No, I think it's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Next business item. The amount of money that the winter storms cost our country this past year in terms of jobs and money. The United States added 98,000 jobs in March. The storm may have affected job growth. That's a decrease from the 2 months before that, where the job gains were 230,000. And that's because of the harsh winter. You can understand that. The snowstorm dumping all that snow in New England, the Midwest. You know, people don't go to work, people are laid off, all of that sort of thing. You don't think the weather affects business? Of course it does. Goldman Sachs says that if not for the weather, 60,000 more jobs could have been added to the final total for the first quarter. So would you have thought about that? I guess an example of this would be the construction business, right? That we had a soft, mild winter. The ground really isn't frozen in most places, so you can keep building. But you got 5 feet of snow on the ground. Hello. That pretty much slows everything to a crawl. And people don't go to the store either. You know, who? If there's a snowstorm, you get in your car and go stuff? No.
You don't go to the mall. Yeah.
I don't got to go to the mall. So apparently it affected the apparel industry negatively by hundreds of millions of dollars as well. So do you want some good news?
Yes.
Good news from the March job report. Unemployment rate fell to 4.5%, lowest it's been in about 10 years.
That's good.
So, and, you know, a lot of it is, I'm not touting the Trump people, but there are a lot of people who are optimistic about the business community and what's going to happen in the business world, because Trump seems to be more business friendly. Just the business, the conversation about the regulations and them being withdrawn, even though some of it may be going too far. It's like the list of companies that are going to get scrutinized, or the different commissions and elements of the government that are scrutinized in this new budget that haven't been looked at for decades. They just keep funding them, and the people have their jobs and stuff, and nobody looks to see what they're doing. Which in many cases, in that 34, wasn't it, Jennifer, 34 different agencies, I think, in the government that were being scrutinized, half of them don't do a damn thing.
Right.
That's
what
it
needs to be happening. You need to cut down. Yeah. I mean, this is what we do in our businesses. When we make less money and when we want to do better, we have to make cuts. We can't just grow all the time.
Nope. It's not the way the cycle works. The pendulum swings. Okay, here's some more business news. I suppose this is food news in a manner of speaking. The owner of Krispy Kreme has bought Panera Bread for $7.5 billion. I think Panera Bread is a good brand. I think they do a good job. So who knew? And they own Keurig as well, this company?
Yeah.
JAB Holding Company, which is a hedge fund. It's amazing how many of these hedge funds are getting into. It's like Warren Buffett. That's what Warren Buffett has with Berkshire Hathaway, is basically a hedge fund. And they buy businesses that are good. So you launch a good business, keep it running for a few years. Listen, somebody like this is going to come along and buy you out. And that's what most people think about when they start a business now. This JAB company has 2,000 restaurants in our country, $5 billion in annual sales. Panera started, I don't think there was ever anybody named Panera. It seemed to me I asked that
question.
Doesn't
Panera Bread, isn't that just a redundant name? Doesn't like Panera, isn't
Panera
that
mean
some
bread?
Derivation
right.
of bread
yeah,
bread?
Right. I think you're
bread
right.
Bread
yeah.
bread.
It's bread bread.
Like Jen, it's bread bread.
Bread bread.
Bread
bread, bread. Yes. Okay. So let's move over from the, this is sort of a foodie story, China. Let's see what we think about this, boys and
it's
girls.
It's China. Would you get
China. The Chinese have created a cow that is resistant to bovine tuberculosis, i.e. a genetically modified cow. Bovine tuberculosis is a bad disease. We've gotten rid of most of it in our country, but around the rest of the world, it's a big problem. And in China especially, it's tuberculosis. You have to have your cows tested all the time. Here, we do it. Brucellosis is the disease, and it can affect an entire herd. I've known of places where there were herds, complete herd was all slaughtered because, or they, in some cases in England, they just dug holes, they killed the cow, shoot the cow, throw it in the hole, and burn them.
Oh.
That's what happened to it, and that was 20-some-odd years ago. The combination of tuberculosis and mad cow disease.
Mm.
So, anyway, there's a gene editing technology where you insert a gene linked to bovine TB into 11 different cow embryos. That's how they came up with this. The modified cows were exposed to TB after they were born. They didn't get sick. They didn't have any adverse health effects. So, is this a good use? We all get worked up about Monsanto and their genetic modification for seeds. Is this a good way to use that technology? And one wonders if it's going to be used for cows. When do we use it for people? Right?
I mean, does this obviously, if the animal is genetically modified, then its DNA is, and if you eat the meat, then you're eating genetically modified meat.
Mm.
So,
but I'm not sure that what's bad here.
Are you
about
drinking
this?
Genetically modified milk too?
I don't know what the difference is. I don't know. That's why you can see the difference in the composition of what happens with genetically modified seeds. I don't see hear at the outset, knowing as much as I do about cows, how this may be bad.
Hmm.
And then, again, the extension is the debate will be not about cows. Well, maybe there will be a debate about cows. But the debate will be about using this sort of thing. It's like stem cell research.
Right.
That's going on ships. You know, people say, that got outlawed by the Bush administration. No, it didn't. It got pushed offshore. There are several ships that never come to port that just are in the oceans of the world. And there are researchers that are brought to these ships by helicopters. The ships are fueled by barges that come beyond the, let's say, you are traveling off the coast of Africa. I don't think they have a 200-mile limit there. I think it's 20 miles, 50 miles, whatever it is. But they send a barge out to fuel up the ship. And they also send supplies out on these barges. So the people who are on the ships doing the research literally live on the ship. And there's all kinds of stuff being done that you have no idea about, in mostly off the coast of Africa and the coast of South America. All kinds of genetic engineering, stem cell research, human beings being created out of test tubes, all that stuff. Nobody ever covers it because we're too busy, you know, doing other stupid stuff like let's go get Trump. The news media is so wrapped up with that thing that they're not doing their job. But I guarantee you, as I sit here and talk to you, that genetic modification on human beings or some kind of a test tube human being is going on right this minute. There are, I think, two or three of these ships that just exist. And they're funded by, you know, whack jobs who want to see this somehow or other come to pass. So, the cow thing is the first step for animals, you know, do it with sheep. Although I think, remember Dolly? Why does that name just pop into my mind? Dolly the sheep?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What
do
they do to Dolly?
That was created in a test tube, right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Right. Yeah, it was the same kind of thing, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
About 10 years ago?
Gross. I think Dolly. Did Dolly die? Or there's a second Dolly, right? I thought there were a few. Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. This is Dougie Darley. All right, enough of that. 12 before the hour on the DJV show.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the number one motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one in motorcycle insurance from 2014 Millward Brown National Survey data.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At the hour now, it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. An overview of as many important informational items as we can find from the world of technology, Google, in the news, and here's a, a good story. For those of you who are worried about taxes, Victoria's got an interesting story for you. We're brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com. If you're hiring, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and find the perfect hire. It seems like a bold claim, but it is a claim that they can prove because they have found thousands, if not tens of thousands, of quality candidates for businesses just like yours all over the country. So why not take advantage of the ability to post your job on hundreds of job sites, Facebook, Twitter, all with one single click. Go to ZipRecruiter, all one word, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and use the facilities without cost. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to the ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface that you find at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You screen the candidates quickly. They rank them for you so you'll know who the right person is, and you do this all very quickly. And in this case, you start by using them free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to get the best possible person for the job. And by the way, looking for a job? Same place. Go to the same place. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Okay. How can you file your taxes by using a selfie, Victoria?
Well, would you trust your tax filing to a selfie?
No. I trust my tax filing to Stewart Books. That's who I trust my tax filing.
So you would insist on going the old-fashioned way with your accountant?
Yes, I would, and I do.
Well, Alabama is actually offering a new program. It's a major incentive for using a selfie to file your tax return. It's essentially the new version of the e-signature. They've partnered with a company called MorphoTrust USA. And it's an identity solutions company to test out this.
As opposed to MorphoTrust, which has to do with the death. MorphoTrust.
Got it. Going. Yeah. It's a pilot program that encourages individuals to use the company's electronic ID app. It's called EID to file your taxes. Georgia also has a similar program using this EID technology. The goal is essentially to eliminate tax refund fraud, which is a business on the dark web that hackers have gotten into, and people are losing their refunds. So it's costing the government even more. That's been on the rise for the last few years as all things digital have, you know, expanded. Mm-hmm. So the app acts basically as a secure digital credential using your state ID and your selfie to identify that you are, in fact, a real person. So when you download the app, you're asked to verify your phone number. You scan the front and back of your driver's license into the app using your iPhone camera, and then you take a selfie. And so essentially they match up all of that data with the person, with the picture, and that's how they know it really is you. The cool thing about this, if you're in Alabama or Georgia, they're actually giving priority processing to these programs. So if you have a refund coming, you'll get it a lot faster than other people will. Now, if you don't live in a state where the EID program is in place, you can still use your smartphone to file your taxes. TurboTax, which saw an 85% increase in app downloads last tax season. They have a Touch ID and multi-factor authentication thing that they are using with iPhones. You know how, Doug, you just put you logged in your thumbprint?
Yes.
Your iPhone, it's essentially that's the data that they're using.
Yeah.
And so the app also offers on-demand feedback if you need a CPA to help you with some of your questions, which is helpful. And H&R Block's app, you can also take a photo of your W-2 to make and you submit that with the photo to make sure that all of your information is correct. So we're even taxes are now in the digital age, which makes me very happy, and probably you don't like it.
I don't care one way or another. Here's something I do care about, though. The government says Google is shorting female workers. Google says it was taken back by that claim and says it's not true. I'm not sure. I think in this case I'm going to believe the Labor Department over Google. What are they saying about Google about
this? This kind of started last week, and I've been following the story just to see where it would go, and it turns out this is going to become a very large issue. The fact that the Department of Labor is investigating Google, the only reason they're doing that is because Google is a federal contractor, and so Google has to abide by the standards that the federal government has, and of course, equal pay is one of those mandates.
Yep.
So Google says they absolutely pay all of their females the same as their competitive men, and we'll see where this goes.
But they're not disclosing the information. The feds are suing them to get the information out.
Exactly.
So that there's a smelly substance involved in that.
There's a smelly rotting fish.
Yes, there is. Right. Without its head on it. All right. Thanks, Victoria. 59 after the hour on the DJV Experience.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.